parasha is Parashas Noach. To understand this parasha, you have to explain basically an introduction. Introduction of what happened in Parashas Bereishis. So basically, the order of the creation of the world in the 7 days of creation. Then came the sin of Adam HaRishon. The Chet, the sin of Cain beHevel. Cain representing the Ra in the world, and Hevel representing the good. The Gilgul of Hevel was shame. And the world separated into good and evil. Then we have seven generations of Cain, which represent the seven levels of the Sitra Achra, the Ra, the evil in the world. And then the world came to a bilbul, a confusion. Behit Gabrut Hara, there was a strengthening of the Ra in the world. Now, the Arizal explains, he has a drush in the Kavanas of Pesach. And this drush is basically explaining the order of what's happening in Bereishis and Noach. So the Arizal explains, I'm gonna, this is a hakdam, this is an introduction, I'm going to explain the details of Zohar Shem. He explains that when Adam HaRishon, for 130 years, this is a Gemara in Erevin, for 130 years, he was B'ta'anit, B'sak, V'efi. He was doing tshuva for 130 years. He wasn't B'ta'anit 130 years, he was in tshuva for 130 years. Says Chazal, that came from him, Shazal, Shichvat Zera, came from him, Nitzotzot of Kedusha, from his Mokum HaBris, the place of his Bris Milah. Yes. Says the Arizal, these Nitzotzot HaKedusha were very tahor, very high level. But they came back, they were mitgalgal into the world as through humanity. And that's why it says that you have the Nephilim, these Malachim that fell, because they were from this Bechina of this Shichvat Zera, that they fell. The concept of Shichvat Zera is it falls. So the world went through what's called a falling, right? The world, this came and was being Nitka. Now the Arizal goes and explains that that's why the world did the sin of Hishkit Vasa et Darko. The people of the world, Hishkit et Darko, they connected in an improper way. Because the concept of an issue means an improper connection. That's what it means. An issue, the concept of it is an improper connection. So since they were from this Bechina, since they were from this concept, the chet that was innate to them, the sin that was innate to them, or the nature that was innate to them, was hishchida basa dargo. There was a bilbul. There was complete confusion, i.e. the men would connect with the animals, and the animals with other animals, right? The world came to confusion. And that's what it says. So it says here, there was a lot of men in the land, and they had children, the girls, right? We female. These are the Nephilim. And they took from them as wives. My spirit won't be in man forever. B'shegam hu basa, since he is flesh. B'shegam is a battery of Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Because Moshe is going to be the final Gilgul. We're going to see soon. Vayu yamav me'ev esrim shana. Moshe lives 120 years. Vanafilim, these people who fell. These were the B'nai Elohim who fell from heaven to the earth, because they were from these Nitzotzot HaKadusha who fell. That's what the Ari says. They were in the land at this time. V'gam achareichen, afterwards, asher yavol bnei Elokim, they came, they had relations, el bnot ha'adam. That shouldn't be, because they were from heaven, and these were people, these were physical people. V'yaldu lehem v'hema giburim Hashem me'olam anshei Hashem. So now there's a bilbul, of Shemayim and Aretz, there's a bilbul, there's a confusion in the land itself, right? Between animals, man, all different, you know, all different types of
men who are in relationship.
Vayar Hashem ki rabat ra'at ha'adam ba'aretz. He saw there was a lot of ra in man in the land. V'kol yetze machshavot libo, and all of his thoughts were ra, ra, kol hayom, just ra. V'inachem Hashem ki asay et ha'adam ba'aretz v'yitatzev al libo. And God, so to speak, was disappointed, so to speak, atzuv, that he created man. V'yomer Hashem, imche et ha'adam, I will remove man, I will destroy man, right? Asher barati ma'al pnei adama, on the face of the earth. Mi'adam ad behema, from man till animal, al remesh va'al of ha'shamayim, ki nichamti ki asitim. I regretting that I made them. Because man, now there was complete confusion. Heavens, earth, within the land, right? Complete confusion. And that's the concept of Ra. Ra, right, is when there's a breaking of boundaries, complete breaking of boundaries. There's complete bilbul, complete mixing up, right? And now the final pasuk in Pasuk Precious is V'noach matza chen b'enei Hashem. Noach, he found chen in the eyes of Hashem. And now we're going to start Parshas Noach. Noach was a Gilgul of shame, right? And then reincarnation. A Gilgul of Noach was going to be Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why you're going to see here interesting ideas, the comparative. We're going to see soon. The concept of Shazal, I issues, is a concept when man's essence gets wasted. All chet is the wasting of man's essence. It's the missing of his essence. It's putting in the wrong place. That's what chet means. All mitzvahs, all is man's expressing himself in a proper way. That's what the first mitzvah in the Torah is pruruvu. Because all the mitzvahs, according to the Kabbalists, all the mitzvahs are a form of a spiritual pruruvu. It basically means that man is expressing his essence in a proper way. Eile told us Noach, these are generations of Noach. Who's the generations of Noach? Noach. There's a very fundamental concept here. Rashi says it here. Rashi says, Lelamdecha, to teach you, She'iketodotehem shel tzadikim, the main generations of a tzadik, ma'asim tovim. That means your generations, your fruit, are your actions. It means man's endeavor in this world is to live with proper actions, to be a tzaddik. That's his fruit. That's what he's here for. He's not here for building companies and stuff like that. He's here to be a tzaddik. He can make a company. He can do big things, or, you know, in the physical world. But that's not his tachlis. The tachlis is how much of a tzaddik you are. It doesn't make sense to create a world with a purpose for every single human being, and only a few people can be to reach that purpose. But there's no difference between, you know, let's say there's a janitor and the CEO of a big company. No difference. A janitor is a tzaddik, and the CEO of a big company is a tzaddik. They get the same amount of that. The janitor is a tzaddik, the CEO of either gives money to tzedakah, right? The janitor, he's a tzaddik, the CEO is not a tzaddik. This is what he can be a tzaddik. He'll get a high level of anavah. It makes no difference where you are. in terms of the world. It makes a difference if you're a tzaddik or not. Tzaddik means to express yourself with your potential, whatever that potential is. And therefore, that's the only thing that makes sense, because no one can prevent you from being a tzaddik. Whatever another person does to you, you can always be a tzaddik. No one can prevent you. Whatever situation you're in life, no one can prevent you from being a tzaddik. You have full control over that. You have full control of your free will. Even if people harm you, hurt you, think, prevent you from doing this, or prevent you from achieving that, it makes no difference. You, where you are, can be a tzaddik. And that's the tachlis. That's what we're saying. Eile told us Noach, the generations of Noach, Noach, the tzitkus of Noach, the maisim tovim of Noach, that's the tachlis. So it says, it's tzadik tamim hayavadorotav, et elkim italech Noach, right? So Rashi goes here and says, the God hitalech Noach, right? What does it mean? Ubavram hu omeh asher talachti lefanav. Here God was going with Noach. With Avram, God went in front of him. Noach had tzarech sa'ad v'tomcha. He needs someone to help him, so God went with him to help him. Avraham hayem mitchazek umharech v'tzitko me'elav. Avraham would go in of himself, and God was in front of him. He placed God in front of him, but Avraham had the koach to go by himself. Made a mistake. Avraham went in front of God. Lefanav is in front of God. Avraham was the one who was leading. Right? So the Gemara, so it's also mentioned here that, so it says, Noach was a tzaddik, tamim haya bedorotav, in his generation. Yesh meravatim doshim oto l'sheva, those say the sheva, v'yet kol sheken, sheilu haya bedor tzaddikim, haya tzaddik yosef. If it was in a door of tzaddikim, not in a door of the Rishayim, he would have been a bigger tzaddik. Yesh doshim oto l'ganai. If you should adore a higher tzaddik, in his generation he was a tzaddik. If he was in the generation of Avram, he wouldn't have considered. Lemaisa Noach was around at the time of Avram. We know the Chumash doesn't mention him. But there's the concept that's important to understand here is that a tzaddik is for his generation. You can only be a certain level of tzidkus based on the people around you. That's what it's saying here. It's saying he was in a different generation of tzaddikim, he would have been a bigger tzaddik. That means the generation brought him down. And that's a very important thing to understand. Where if you're living amongst good people, you can grow higher. If you're living amongst bad people, you can only be a certain level. You can't grow too much over where you are. That's why it's very important for a person to live in a good place. A place of tzaddikim. The Rambam says this. He learns from the people around him. You're influenced. And it affects you. We see that's what Rashi's telling us here. If he was in a different generation of tzaddikim, he would have been in a higher level. The tzidkus of Avraham is a different tzidkus from Noach. The tzidkus of Avraham is Lech Lecha. Well, that's what we're going to learn. That's a new parasha. Avraham had such a koach that he lifted up the whole world with him. That's a different level of tzidkus. There's two types of tzaddikim. There's a tzaddik who is a tzaddik in his generation, and then he's going to be affected by the generation. And the tzaddik who's a tzaddik mikoch atzmo, right? That he'll pull the generation with him. That's a very high level of tzidkus. We're not holding that. That was Avraham Avinu. Oh, no, we don't. Do you know what I'm talking about? That's a tremendous level of tzidkus. There are such people. You know, you hear stories of Rabbanim that go to a place and there's like nothing there. There's no from kids, there's no schools, there's no nothing. And they go to some desolate place in America, you know, nothing there. There's the Jews. Where are you going to find Jews in the world? And all of a sudden they make a little minion. And all of a sudden, from that minion, there becomes schools. And all of a sudden, from the schools, there becomes yeshivas. And the yeshivas, high schools. And you get a whole from neighborhood, and a kollel, and everything. That's Bechinas Avraham.
There's no Bechilas Noach.
And the difference is, Avraham went out to teach. Noach was a tzaddik for himself. That's the difference. If a person goes out of himself to teach, he gets to higher, he can bring himself to higher level of tzitzis. Because the more you give, the more you get. If a person's involved in his personal tzitzis, he can only get what he has. He can only raise himself what he has. But if you give of yourself to other people, you give more, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you more to give, and he will raise your level of tzitzis, because then you will improve the world around you. Okay, but that's the level of Lech Lecha, that's the level of Avraham Avinu. That's a different level of tzitzis. There's a tzaddik la'atzmo, tzaddik in of himself, and there's a tzaddik who's makriv his life, he gives his life for others. That's a different level of giving, where a person gives his life for others, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him much, much more. He gets more than what he should be based on who he is. That's Avraham Avinu. V'tishachet ha'aretz lifnei Elokim, and the land was like, don't I say tishachet, like destroyed. Destroyed means it is destroying of boundaries, right? So Rashi says, Loshen Erva v'Avodah Zarah. There's a breaking of boundaries. Vayarokim et ha'aretz v'inei nishchata, became completely destroyed, right? Mixed up. Ki yishkit kol basar darko al ha'aretz. Like I said, there was a billboard. Min v'she'enu mino, different species, man, animals, all that we said before. Vayom Elokim l'noach, keitz kol basar ba'alafanai. The end of all flesh is coming in front of me. Ki malah ha'aretz chamas v'tnehem. V'ineni mashchitam al ha'aretz. And I'm going to destroy the land. Right? Now he says, Aserach ha'teva atze gofer kinin ta'aser et ha'teva kafalto to mibayit mechutz. And you seal it inner outside, the waters can't get in. Now, all of a sudden, Rashi comes here and he says, U'b'teva shel Moshe. Here we speak about the teva. Teva is also Moshe Rabbeinu. And the teva of Moshe, it was weaker, the waters. It was enough to seal it inside. The zephet, right? And the zephet, the ceiling was on the outside. And also, this tzaddik wouldn't smell the bad smell of zephet. Right. Here, because of the strength of the waters, there was sealed inner and outer. Right? Now, why is Rashi bringing us? What do you care? Moshe Rabbeinu, how his teva was. So, coincidentally, this works out very well. Moshe was a gilgul of Noach. Just as Noach had a teva, Moshe had a teva. Aye, tevas Moshe is dumber than tevas Noach. Now, what is this teva about? What is this box about? Right? Teva also means word. Right? What is it about? There's going to be a kilkul in Lashon. There's going to be a... After the world, right? The disorder is removed from the world. The world's going to come to the order. Now, the world's going to come to the order. And we're going to see in the psukim the 2x2 of the impure animals and 7x7 of the pure animals. And only Rashi says, and only the animals which weren't, didn't go away from, didn't min the b'she'enu mino, they stayed in their proper form. Only they came to the teva, and only then the teva was kolet. They came by themselves, and the teva absorbed them. The animals that went, you know, astray, the teva didn't. Now the teva was, how was it made? It was made triangular, right? It's triangular. The top section was man. The middle section was animals. And the lower section was zevel and the creepy quarries, all those sort of things, right? And Rashi even says that the shading came, i.e. the lower worlds came into the teva as well. So the why was it triangular? Yeah, why was it triangular? Why was the teva made this way? It wasn't just stone, it was made this way. Now, if you make a boat, you don't make it, you make it the opposite way. Why was the Teva made this way? Because the world lost its order. In the Teva, you have to bring back order. So the order was man on the top, then animals, and a separate floor. And then the Zevel, the Ramoshim, the Shadim, all there was now an order being brought down to the world of the Teva. Remember, Teva also means word.
Word.
Teva means a letter, word, right? Teva means word. Word, what a word. A person has lots of thoughts. Lots of different things going on. He has a billboard in his head. When he expresses them in words, they have a cognitive expression. The word gives his thoughts, or the many thoughts that are around, a cognitive and a defined expression. That's what a teva is there for. That's why it's the same concept. You understand? And we're going to see, just as Noah brought the world to a certain form, right? That's exactly what Moshe's Rabbeinu is going to do. Moshe's Rabbeinu is going to bring the world to a certain form through Matan Torah. But it's a higher form. The form that Noah brings the world to, that's it's called Zayin Mitzvot B'nei Noach, the seven Noahite laws. Moshe Rabbeinu brings us the Torah, the Dibros, the 613 commandments. Moshe Rabbeinu brings us a higher level of order. Noach is the lower level of order, right? Because they're speaking about the world coming to its order in physical sense. And those are the Zion Mitzvot B'nei Noach. The Zion Mitzvot B'nei Noach, nothing to do with Noach. It's a drosha that we learn from Adam HaRishon. Why is it associated with Noach? Because Noach brought that order into the world. That was the purpose of the Teva. Chazal say, had the generation been fitting in the time of Noach, they would have had Matan Torah. That's a Chazal. They weren't fitting. So there had to be a destruction of the world, and Noach brought it to a certain form of, let's say like this. The world works in 7 days, right? We see the world lost in the marble. Rashi explains this. The world, there was no night and day. There was no winter and summer. This psukim. I'm just telling the psukim about paper. That's what the Chumash says, right? When the time of the marble. It was complete destruction of the order in the world. And also the Machrisha, the level of the land was removed. A certain level of land was removed. There was complete destruction of the world in order to have a new form. Yeah? And Rashi says, the 40 days, the first 40 days of rain, connected with Sirat Avlad, against the 40 days that it takes to form a child. Right? So, just as a sin would be matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create, Rashi says, mamzerim, improper connections, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the marble for 40 days. But if you're understanding what that means, it means here in the Teva was a birth of a new form. The Teva represented the womb. It was the beginning of a new form that was coming to the land. And that's what Noach brought. So the question asked is, how comes the animals became immoral? They don't have free will. So the concept is like this. The Gemara says about the Chamor Pinchas Ben Yair. The Chamor Pinchas Ben Yair, he wouldn't even eat non-kosher. Or a Chamor Pinchas Ben Yair is only non-kosher. An animal associates with its owner. What does that mean? If man goes astray, so he brings the world astray. The world goes astray. So if man is hishchit darko, it'll cause the animals lashchit darko. So how do you have animals that weren't, that were proper? Those animals were associated to begin with the concept of Noach. That's why they went with Noach in the table. Sin here is the first biru, the first separation of good and evil. And the first order. That's what the table represents. You with me? So it wasn't that they have free will, it's just that since the world goes that way, so the animals go the way of man. And since man goes in a proper way, like the Chamor Pinchas Ben Yair, so the animals associated with that man will go in a proper way. So here there was a separation of mankind, of good and evil. And Noah represents the Chelek HaTov. So, we're going to just skip the story of the Yonah. It's an important story. And the order that now Noah creates, in the Teva, the time of Tzar for the world, there was no connections. Now coming out of the Teva, right? There it says, now Tzei min HaTeva, ata v'ishtecha, you and your wife, now you can have connection. Banecha or neshei banecha itcha. Now the world has a new form. That form allows connection. And now the new form is going to be created through man's peruvah. Right? And the animals come out. And now we see an interesting thing. V'yiveh Noach mizbeach l'Hashem. He builds a mizbeach for Hashem. He takes from all the pure animals and the off, and he brings an olot for mizbeach. He brings them up on the mizbeach. V'yarech Hashem et reach nichoach. Hashem smells this pleasant smell. V'yomeh Hashem libo lo osif l'kalel od et ha'adama mokdat. Curse the land, Babu Adam, because of man. Ki yetzei lev Adam ra min urav. It's bad from when he starts off. V'lo osif od lakot et kol chai asher asiti. I'm not going to destroy or hit the animals which I created. Od kol yemei ha'aretz zera v'katzir kol v'chom. There's going to be order of times of planting, times of harvesting, times of heat. Cold, hot, kites, chorev, summer, winter, yom v'layla, day, night, lo yishbot. Was that order was destroyed at the time of the Mabul. Now the order comes back into the world. This is an order of the physical world. Noach brought the order of the physical and the order of the metaphysical, the 7 days of creation. That order came back to the world. What's called the seven spheres. The lower order. The others are going to bring the higher order. That's the difference between the Noahide laws and the Torah laws. The others are the beginning of Matan Torah. The others are the beginning of the higher order. Right? So here we're finishing the order of the world. The seven Noahide laws, which is the non-Jewish world, and the others are going to be in the beginning of the Jewish world to bring the higher order into the world. So now, we're going to see. I'm just going to go back to explain. Noah had 3 children at the beginning of the parasha. What were the 3 children? He had Shem, Ham, v'Yefet. Shem represents the good. Avraham Avinu came from that lineage. Ham is Canaan. Canaan is going to be the people living in Eretz Yisrael. They represent the Ra in the world. And Yefet represents the intermediary between the two. I.e. it represents Loshon of Yefet. Ham represents Chamimut. Chamimut means physical desire, warmth, physical desire. Yefet is Lashon of Yofi. Yofi is somehow a combination of the physical world for the physical and somehow connecting it with somehow the spiritual. So it says, Yafyato Shel Yefet, the Yofi, the beauty of Yefet is when he's Shochein, when he lies Ba'ol Hashem, when he connects to Shem. Yefet represents the Greeks. The Greeks bring to the world a spiritual, so to speak, a spiritual concept. They give an order to the physical world. There's a Yofi they bring, or Rome. Rome came from the Greeks. The whole of the Western world is the concept of Yefet. The whole concept of the African and the more physical world is the concept of Cham. Now we're going to have an interesting story. Noah comes out of the Teva. What does he do? What do you expect Noah to do? Vayhi bnei Noach yotzi min ha-teva, sheim Cham v'yefet. V'cham hu avi Canaan, the father of Canaan. Canaan is Eretz Canaan, is Eretz Israel going to be? That's the Ra. The Ra in Eretz Israel. Eretz Israel is a place of Kedusha, it's a place of the biggest Ra. That's Canaan. Shlosha eile bnei Noach, u'me'ele naftzakara. So this came the whole world. These are the forms of the world. There's these three forms. Good, Cham, which represents the Ra, and Yefet, which has a choice. He's going to bring beauty, structure to the world. That's, he can connect or disconnect. Now let me say, V'yachal Noach ish adamah v'yitaker. And Noach went and he planted a vine. V'yesht min hayayin. He drank from the wine. V'yishka, and became drunk. V'yitgal b'toch ha'ohalo. He was naked. He was revealed in this oil. Yeah? Vayacham avi Canaan, Mcham de avi Canaan, et ervet avi. He saw the uncovering of his father. Vyaged l'shnei achiv b'chutz. He told his two brothers outside. Now, what happened here? It seems seemingly, you know, that nothing happened. It's a very strange story. So look now at Ohalo, Ktiv Remez, right? So it says the Remez of the Shvatim, there was destruction of the Shvatim, there was through Yain. What's that to do with here? Dispersion of the Shvatim through Yain. Via, Rashi says, Yesh mirabotim says Vayacham avi Canaan. He saw the nakedness of his father. Yesh mirabotim omrim Canaan ra'a Canaan saw, and he told his father, right? And therefore he was also cursed. Vayayet evatavi. He saw the revealing of his father. Yesh omrim sa'aso. There are those who say he made him impotent. And there's to say that he had relations with him. The Zohar here explains that what Noah was doing here, right, was trying to fix the Chet of Adam HaRishon. He was trying to fix the Ra in the world. Who represents that Ra? Cham. Why did Noah drink wine? Because wine blocks out man's das. It's the same concept in Purim. When we come to Purim, we'll explain this. And it's the same concept in Nadav Avihu. You haven't learned yet. But in Nadav Avihu, they went at the time of the Mishkan and they drank wine. This is a big concept here. Noach, in order to deal with the Ra in the world, if you go to the Ra with Das, with cognitively, you connect with it. If you connect with it, it can damage you. The only way you can fix the Ra is through a non-cognitive connection. Noach went down to fix the Ra. That's what it means. He had relations with Cham. He didn't fix it. Sarso. The Ra made him impotent. That's what this Rashi is saying. When you connect with something and you fix it, so it associates with you and you get expressed. Your expression, you who represent the good, get expressed in the Ra is fixed. When the Ra, when you say something sarso, it means you're not expressed in it. It's moner your expression. It's preventing your expression. Either tov was no longer expressed in the Ra'a. Either Ra was not going to be an expression of the Tov. That's what it means, Sarso. It means the Tov was impotent. Noach was impotent. So Noach didn't fix the Ra. That's what's happening here. And therefore what happens? He's Mekalel Cham. Cham, who represents the Ra, who represents that we had, so to speak, relations with, or Sarso, or made him impotent. There's a Klala to the Ra. That's what's happening here. Now, we're going to see what's going to be the expression of the Tov. Vayikach Shem v'yafet. First Shem, then Yafet. Vayikach Shem v'yafet et ha-simla. They took the garment. Vayisimu ashchem shneim. They put it on the shoulders of both of them. And they went backwards, not to see their father's erva, not to see their father's revealed. They covered the revelation of their father, and not facing their father. And they didn't see the erva of their father. There's a whole big thing here. They didn't see, they covered him. What's this big deal? So Rashi says here, Vikach Shem v'yefet. Enkati v'ikhu. It doesn't say they took. Ela v'ikach, singular. And he took. Limit our shame, because shame was put first. Shinit ametz v'mitzvah yoter m'yefet. He worked harder on this mitzvah more than yefet. Lekach zachu banav l'talit shel tzitzis. They were zoche to tzitzis. And Yefet, who was also mitasek, got kvura. Right? So that needs to be understood. But basically here, the erva of the father represents the potency of the father. Cham removed that potency, and that's the shorash of all ra. The covering of that potency means the covering of it in improper time. That means here they were saving Noah from an improper revelation. The covering of an improper connection means removing, the ability to remove improper connection. So it's mida keneged mida. Shame, l'shem shamayim, was mitametz, worked, he was the main one, and his kavanah was l'shem shamayim, to do this mitzvah. So he was zoche to tzitzis, and tzitzis is the thing which prevents us from improper connection. Tzimtzis is tchaluka derabanan, that's what it says. Uri temoto, you look at tzitzis, velo taturu, and you won't astray, acharei levavchem, after your hearts of desire, acharei enechem, your eyes, right? You won't go astray. Tzitzis is the protection from improper connection. And that's what he was zocher to. So what's kvura? What's burial? A body dies, it's left as a carcass. The concept of a beged, a cloth, right? Concept of a beged is to cover you, i.e. to prevent you from improper connection. Also, a beged is the covered of a person, the honor of a person. Like the big day kuhuna, right? The big day kuhuna is lechavod ulatifaret. I can't go into this. It's for covered and for yofi. Tifaret. Yofi represents when there's proper expression. Beauty is when there's proper expression. If a carcass is thrown on the ground, man is an animal. Animals don't get buried. The fact that you bury a carcass means that man is different from an animal. There's a yofi to man. Where man's yofi is when he's alive, when there's a spiritual connection to his body. If the body's left on the ground, we're saying man's an animal. If the body's buried, we're saying we're covering that aspect of man. Man is not an animal. Man has a spiritual connection. Yefet doesn't have that protection, but Yefet has the concept and the idea that he knows that man isn't an animal. Therefore, he gets buried. You with me? He has the ability to connect. He has the ability to remove his animalistic concept from him. That's the concept of the Greeks. The Greek concept is to see the physical world and somewhat connect it to the spiritual. Philosophy, physics, metaphysics. They brought these ideas into the world. But it was still chitzoni. It was still outwards. They saw man not as an animal, but it was still an outer seeing of man. The pnimi, the inner seeing of man, is only going to be shame. And that's tzitzis. Okay? Now, the final bit is going to be the Tower of Babel. Here, right? So, you're going to go through whole generations of who was born, etc. Right? And then we come to the Tower of Babel. Now, everyone's speaking Lashon HaKodesh. Right? Now, here the Arizal explains, this was the next level after Noah. After Noah, he says, right? Just as, now this needs a bit of explanation. The Jewish people, these Nitzotzot Kedusha came back in the time of Noah, and there was an order brought to the world. Yeah? Now, there was still a need for the world to come to Tov. The world didn't. The world was still in the direction for Ra. So now this is what it says. V'yikola aret safa echad udvarim echadim. They put one lashon and one concept. V'hi b'nasam yikedem imsu bika. They found a valley. Be'eret Shina. Shina is where Shina, Rashi says, Sheninaer kol metei ha'mabul. It was the lowest place in Babel, right? Where all the people who were dead in the Mabul were gathered there. So this was a very low place. Where do you expect the people of the Mabul to be? This is a place of Ra. And Chazal say that the Tselem of Nimrod was also there, or placed there. V'yeshvu sham, and they dwelt there. V'yomru ish el ereu, hava nivne levenim, v'nisrfa lesreif, v'ti lehem alvein al eben, v'acheme haya lehem l'chome. Now they're going to build these bricks, and they're going to bring this tower. V'yomer, hava nivne lanu ir, u'migdal, a city, and a migdal, and a tower. Rosho b'shamayim, its head in the heavens. V'naaseh lanu shame. We'll make for ourselves a shame, a purpose. Different purpose. Pen nafutz apnei aretz, kol aretz. So Rashi says something here. So, what was this concept of the Tower of Babel? They wanted to make a place. And they wanted to, like Kivyachol says, they wanted to kill HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they made smuchim, they made things which were going to hold up the heavens. They wanted to make a place in which, in order for there to be, in order for the world to mitkayim, man had to behave in a proper way. There was an order to the world, right? They wanted to make a place which is the anti-Yerushalayim, a place which represented the Ra in the world. And they were made smoking that they wouldn't be dependent on their behavior, i.e. they could behave however they wanted and there'd be no effect of the heavens on them. They want to play, the Tower of Babel represented the place which was the antithesis of Ra, the place of Avodah Zarah, the place of disconnection, so to speak. That was the concept of the Tower of Babel. And they were Safa Echad, they were in unity to do that. So what did the Kodesh Baruch Hu do? There was a unity of their das. There was a unity of their thinking and in their expression to do that. The Kodesh Baruch Hu changed their language, changed their das. Remember we said, Safa is Gilui das, is a revelation of das. So now there was a change in language. That change in language brought machlokas to the world. And now man didn't have the ability to connect in such a way to do Ra. The Ra was dispersed and in that way made weaker. That's the separation of man. Now man was being separated on the face of the land, so the Ra was being dissipated, and the dissipation of the Ra was in order to weaken the Ra. That was basically what's happening. Now we're going to start with Avraham, and he's going to be thrown in Kivshan HaEsh. That's the end of the parasha, and that's the beginning of Avraham. And next week we'll talk about Avraham, and that's a new order that Avraham starts to bring to the world. Okay.